The Circle of Life. Let me tell you a little story about the Circle of Life. Yesterday, my 80-year-old mum told me nearly 50-year-old self to bring my laundry upstairs. Then she instructed me how to clean a pot I had for 2 decades. And then, when I was packing a few boxes for returns, she reminded me to make sure I highlighted the labels or else the post office wouldn't know what to scan. And that's when I responded with, "Mum, this isn't the first time I've done this, you know." She just laughed at me, drank her tea and rearranged her magic purse that has everything in it from medicine for every ailment and tissues to nail, clippers and candy. I don't know why I responded so rudely. I guess I just was tired and didn't want to be told what to do. The irony wasn't lost on me, even throughout the day. I said things to my teenagers like, "Hey, did you send in that form yet?" and "Take your coat upstairs," and "OMG, put that bowl in the dishwasher." And each time they responded with the obligatory, "I know, Mum." I would laugh at their irritation and return to what I was doing. Last night, my 16-year-old and I went to the wake of a lovely woman who happened to be the grandmother of my daughter's best friend. As I hugged the mum to my daughter's bestie, who was the daughter of the deceased, I watched as one of her kids brought a pair of tweezers back to her. She explained, "As we were coming here, I just started throwing everything in my purse that I thought I would need, just in case. Of course, one of the kids needed them. My mum always did that for us." And I couldn't help thinking about grandmas and their special purses, and how mothers show their love. Sometimes we show it by nagging or gently reminding about looming deadlines and chores that need to be done. Sometimes it's by setting rules and boundaries to keep them safe. Sometimes it's by doing laundry that your child, no matter what their age, doesn't have the time, or cooking a special meal or changing bedsheets. Sometimes it's laughing off a snarky comment, and sometimes it's simply being there, saying nothing at all. The universe showed me something pretty special yesterday. It reminded me of all the love I give and receive throughout the small details of my life, and how lucky I am to have this love spread through 3 generations right now. A mother's love is rarely shown in grand gestures, but if we're lucky, woven into a lifeline of small, meaningful moments of kindness, selflessness, and generosity that knows no bounds. And when the time comes, in the magic purses grandmothers carry, when these grand women start slowing down but still want to be there for their family, until it's time to pass that tradition on to the mothers coming later, love the people in your life in whatever small ways you can show it today. Treasure the ways they show their love to you. Don't take 1 second for granted.